Marion Bauer wrote wonderfully rich, late romantic, impressionist music, and it's not surprising that it had an impressionist flavour because her parents were French, and she went to study in France with Nadia Boulanger. She was actually the first of a great stream of Americans who went to study with Nadia Boulanger, and Boulanger and Bauer had a wonderful trade: composition lessons for English lessons. Marion Bauer became very important in the American musical scene because of her communicative abilities. She was considered very important because she was a music critic, and when your words are in print, you are taken very seriously. And she wrote some very good books, popular books, about American music. And she was an important teacher. She was the first woman on the faculty of the music department of New York University. And she taught there for 25 years, and she taught also at the Juilliard School. She was trying to say, you know, modern music isn't so scary and so strange. Let's just have a look at it and I'll help you through, and here it is, and isn't that lovely? So she was obviously using her own enthusiasm to get other people past that sort of hurdle of, well, modern music is strange and difficult. And to do all of that teaching and writing, and she was a great supporter of her contemporary composers, and to be a composer herself, she must have been an incredibly energetic woman. So her own output is not huge.
I noticed that she visited the McDowell colony, which a lot of these seem to do. What was that?
Yes. Well, this was set up by Edwin McDowell and his wife as a place in New Hampshire where artists could go to be in a beautiful place, to have peace and quiet, to concentrate on their work. And a huge number of American composers went there, and it was a real artistic community. And I think people benefited greatly from the peace and quiet, the possibility of concentrating on their work without the world coming and phoning up and all of that kind of thing interfering with their concentration.
So was she influential in terms of her music, or more in terms of getting people to accept modern music rather than her own?
I think both. Teaching the critical writing, the book writing, all of that communicative stuff was very important. But she was also a very committed composer. One of the composers who she was a great supporter of, who's also in our concert series, is Ruth Crawford Seeger. And Marion Bauer was in a way her mentor and her first encourager. And Ruth Crawford Seeger's music, some people think, is quite avant-garde and challenging. So although Bauer's own style was late romantic, she clearly had a great understanding of all the other styles that were being used for composition at that time.